And now we have a new contributor to the Talking Newspaper magazine, Roger Fielding. Roger has been recruited by Christine Ward, and this first piece is about a rock climbing adventure that he did with Christine's husband, Peter.
This is a tale of me and Pete Ward rock climbing in the Italian Dolomites. We went to Cinque Terre, a group of huge rocks in the Dolomiti Ampisani, southwest of Cortina. These climbs are generally protected by anchors bolted into the rock, so they're pretty safe. However, some of the positions you're exposed to are horrendous. You clip into the bolts as you climb past, allowing you to try harder routes than you might normally do, and fall off in relative safety. That is, if you're very brave, or you can go up second if you're not. We completed various routes, some with amazing, frightening drops, and we're just about ready for the pub. "Do you fancy one more?" says Pete. "I'm not right bothered," says I. "Well, I'll go up first," says Pete. "Okay," says I, and Pete set off up the route. My friend's son, Conrad, joined us for this last route of the day as well. And we arrived at the top of this huge leaning slab, and Pete said, "Right, nip up the top, lad, and find the abseil point. This is a very safe anchor point that you thread the rope through to slide back down to the ground." I crept up cautiously to the right, oops, not that way, and then to the left, oops, no go, a thin loose ledge getting narrower and narrower, very scary. What was I going to do now? "Try over the top," says Pete. So I crept nervously over the lip of the summit and looked down into the yawning abyss below. About 20 feet below me was an abseil point on a thin narrow ledge, above an overhanging gorge hundreds of feet below. I soon realised, however, that as I climbed down to the ledge, the rope was above me, so I was safe as houses. However, the last man down would realise he was 20 feet above us, with a massive drop to look at as he climbed down to the ledge. Anyway, Pete arrived on the stands somewhat exhilarated, and as we abseiled down, the ropes weren't long enough to reach the ground, so we had to swing over to a huge pinnacle to be able to make landfall. Once we'd gained the pinnacle, we could climb down this to ground level. From here, we made our way back to the car, and Pete said, "Right, I'm going to make a movie of the trip down through the lovely winding road through the forest and talk about the plants and bridges and streams and the area and the Dolomites." Well, I used to compete in rallying years ago, and I couldn't resist gently upping the speed till we were sliding round some of the bends. It was so funny to hear Pete's narration change from, "And here we are in the Dolomites descending through this beautiful forest," to, "Just watch that tree, lad," to, "Bloody hell, will you slow down?" We had a few beers that night, but had to return home the next day, and the sun was red hot. So I opened the glass sunroof fully. The perfect target for Wardy, who was poised on the balcony of the villa with a bowl of ice-cold water. Ah well, at least I could relax now we were even. That's all for now, folks.